This is Wade Bransky with the Chief Organizer's Report, a win for healthcare protection state by state. There's a sure but steady victory being engineered by progressives on a state-by-state basis that is worthy of deep analysis and solid celebration. What's especially sweet is the fact that it's a case of people exercising their will over the opposition of their elected officials in a pure and simple demonstration of the difference between how democracy works as opposed to gerrymandered representation systems. I'm talking about healthcare, and more particularly the decade-old U.S. Affordable Care Act, which extended coverage to millions during the Obama administration. 10 years ago, the Supreme Court ruled the ACA was legal, but that states had the authority to decide whether to allow their people to get coverage, once again facilitating their program of assisting in the creation of two Americas, one bluish and the other reddish, and privileging representation over the people's will. Some states, like Arkansas, very red on the color chart, signed up on a hybrid basis. Others, like Louisiana, also rosy, came in with a Democratic governor muscling past a Republican legislature. All these states, like the famous expression about families, are unhappy in different ways. As recently as 2019, there were 19 state holdouts, but now the number is down to a dozen. As the New York Times points out, it's taken the power of the people through the initiative referendum process to whittle the number down. In 2017, Maine voters rebuked their Republican governor, Paul LePage, by passing an expansion initiative, though it took the election of a Democratic governor, Janet Mills, to put it in place. In 2018, Idaho, Nebraska, and Utah, all states that Trump had won handily 2 years earlier, passed ballot measures as well. So did Missouri and Oklahoma in 2020. Coming up in days may be the seventh state to overcome gubernatorial and legislative opposition, another red state of the West, South Dakota, where polls indicate the measure is favored to pass. You would think that this kind of track record that Republicans would be getting the message that they are way out of step with what their people want, especially given the experience of the pandemic and now the troubling economic forecast. Maybe they are. The Republican governor in South Dakota, who is desperate to be seen as a national star and seemed at one point almost ready to agree with Trump's narcissistic request for a place on Mount Rushmore, says despite her opposition, if the voters approve the expansion, she'll implement it. You'd think implementing the will of the people would be automatic, but sadly, there's too much evidence to the contrary. The driving force behind these efforts and these victories has been the Fairness Project, created in 2015 as a C4 nonprofit, largely with resources from SEIU's Healthcare Union West and the advocacy by its president, Dave Reagan, of initiative strategies in California and elsewhere to impact change. The project has been active on minimum wage increase efforts as well as ACA expansion votes and claims a record of 18 wins on 19 efforts. Sure, this road now gets even harder. Of the remaining 12, only 3 states, South Dakota, Wyoming, and Florida, allow referendum votes, and Mississippi just lost the ability to go that route. The Fairness Project is starting North Carolina next. ACORN has won minimum wage increases in Florida, but it's expensive, and the legislature has made these efforts much harder to get on the ballot, but I hope it stays on the list. It's worth doing whatever we can for Beto O'Rourke in Texas, but the horror of Greg Abbott's governor in Texas seems likely to continue. Nonetheless, the benefits to working and lower-income families of these progressive efforts has been incalculable. The lesson continues to be that when we do the work and take these issues to the people, we win. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.